لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإذا أقررت عين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فقرر عيني من عبادتك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Some very valuable, all malfuzat of our elders are so valuable, but one malfuz of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mujaddid Millat, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, and it is written here, Qabil Qadr Nasihat, advice which Hazrat gave us and which is worthy of appreciating. So we let Allah give us tawfiq to listen properly and with the niyat of making amal. Very valuable advice Hazrat has given. Irshad farmaya ki aap log agar apni puri islah na kar sake to kam az kam do baaton ka to ehtimam kar le. Hazrat says that if you people cannot make your complete islah, then at least do two things. And we see also from here that our kabir, our elders, how they want to make things easy for us. They don't write us off if you don't make your complete islah, but making it easy, at least do these two things, Hazrat advises. What are those two things? Ek ye ke apne aqaid sahih kar le. Correct our beliefs. Today this is very, very important. Where unfortunately, by and large, people are just having wrong beliefs. Some people openly say we are atheists. Na'uz billah, na'uz billah. Others, by our words we are saying things. Others, by our actions we are doing things. Others, we are believing, but we have got wrong beliefs. Like, for example, the bid'atis, Barelwis, who believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hazir nazir, that he is present everywhere. Like Allah is present everywhere, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is also present everywhere. Lot of other wrong beliefs, the Qadianis, the Shias, innumerable wrong beliefs they have got. So it's very, very important that we study on our own, find out from the ulama, reliable ulama, which kitabs we should study. And then sit with ulama, the righteous ulama, sit with them and make sure our aqaid are properly. Allah is not what we think Allah is, but Allah is who He is. And we have to believe in Allah as He is, not what we think Allah is. It must not happen at the time of mort we find out that our beliefs were not correct. Secondly, Hazrat says, which is also a very important thing for this time, Dusre jo najayz amal aap karte hain, unko haram samajh kar kare. The wrong things you are doing, then understand that I'm doing wrong. That whatever wrong we are doing, accept it and understand I'm doing wrong. Khinj taan kar, unko jaiz karne ki koshish na kare. Just we just trying to justify it and we trying to halalize it, make it halal. From this angle, that angle, and in some way we try and do it, Hazrat says, don't do that. Yeah, just the Hazrat is saying that if you are just prone, you can't help it, you are doing wrong, but understand I'm doing wrong. Don't justify yourself. Don't make it correct. Don't say I'm doing the right thing. Kyunki aapke lahw ta'wil se haram fail halal to nahi ho sakta. Because of your stupid, your wrong ta'wil, the proofs which you are presenting, with that wrong proofs and wrong ta'wil of yours, halal won't become haram. No matter how much, and this has become very, very common, that things which are totally haram, that today they are given the status of halal. And we are trying to find some loophole or some reasoning, some proof of it, that because of this it is. And that is all our wrong and our false and analogies, comparisons, proofs that we are taking out, wrong proofs, by which we are making things which are clearly haram. We are telling that is halal. Magar is ta'wil se, by this wrong action of trying to prove it, or in our mind we are proving it that it is halal, that it is permissible, ye mafsada lazim aega, this great harm will take place and happen, ke aap haram ko halal samjhenge. That now you are going to accept and understand that the haram is halal. Aur haram ko halal samajhna kufar hai. And this is an established fact that to accept a haram as halal, this is kufar. So that is that they rather accept, do your wrong if you are doing it, but accept I'm doing wrong. Don't try and prove it right. By that you just remain a sinner, that you are doing the wrong, which is terrible. But thus you are going in kufr, which is much, much more worse. قطعی یا ظنی تو یہ حالت سخت خطرناک ہے. Whether it is absolute or whether it is possibilities, this is a very dangerous situation where you now regard haram as halal. اور اگر حرام سمجھ کر کریں گے تو کفر کا خطرہ نہ رہے گا. And if you will understand it, it is haram what I am doing. Like a person shaving his beard and he accepts it, I'm wrong, what I'm doing is wrong. That person is committing a big wrong, but he's not going in kufr. And a person who justifies it now, and today almost everything, and unfortunately ulama are proving haram things as halal. And that is very, very serious. Sirf maasiyat reh jayegi, it will be a sin. Ye kufr se ahwan hai. The sin is terrible, but definitely it is much lighter than what kufr is. Kufr, the person who dies on kufr, who is in kufr, and he goes into Jahannam and forever. For sin, even if we did not ask forgiveness, Allah did not forgive it out of His mercy also, you will pay for it in Jahannam, but then you will go to Jannah. But if it is kufr, Allah protect us all. And unfortunately, this has become very common. Dusre, jab aap usko haram samajhte rahenge, another benefit that if you will accept it as haram, what I'm doing, whatever, lot of haram which is happening, to kya ajab hai ke kisi waqt toba ki taufeeq ho jaye. It won't be far-fetched that at any time you will get the taufeeq of making tawbah. When you understand I'm doing wrong, you will say, that, why am I doing this wrong? Let me come out of it. But when you accept it as right, you won't think of coming because I'm doing the right thing. And which is today on many, many things which we are all getting involved in. How many haram things we are involved in? Qat'i haram. Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, who is a senior of a Tabligh Jamaat, and Tabligh Jamaat principally they don't involve in Masail, and they won't make announcement of Masail. But how many times now, again the Raiv in Ijtima, again he announced that photography is qat'i haram, it's absolutely haram, and there is no second view of it. When we were studying in Deoband, it was common in the students, and sometimes the ustads also, when they were a bit light-hearted, they would mention this, that there are students who really study and really become alims, and there are others who just scrape through, barkati alims. They don't really know their work, ustads just pass them, and they just, they like alims now. So one such person, who was just like barkati also, he didn't know his work, so he told the ustad, now I'm finished, I'm going as a maulana everywhere. People will ask me masail. Then I don't know any masalas. I haven't studied at all. What will I tell them? They told him the easy way out, anything they ask you, just tell them usme ikhtilaf hai. There is difference of opinion. That people are there, so you show yourself that you are very learned. I know that in this masala, and this people got this proof, and this people got this proof, and there are two opinions, and there is room for following the two opinions. So you just tell them that. So somebody asked him something about La ilaha illallah, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So he said, usme ikhtilaf hai. There is difference of opinion in there also. And today this is the concern which our senior ulama have got, that today everything is just going, that everything, absolute haram, usme bhi ikhtilaf hai. So much so, like for example, in the schooling system, People say that some ulama allow you to go to university school, others, so there is difference of opinion. But that schooling which teaches you Darwin's theory of evolution, which teaches you all this other feminism and all this other wrong things, which are leading to that Big Bang theory, where can there be difference of opinion in there? So this is a very, very serious thing. Or agar maan liya ki aap umar bhar in afal ko na chhod sake. Hazrat says, then if it is that your whole life you didn't leave out that guna, but you thought it as guna, you accept it as guna, to kufar se to bachao rahega. You will be saved from kufar. And so this is a very important thing. Let us understand, if unfortunately we are involved in any type of haram, accept it as haram. We know clear cut what is haram. Accept it as haram. Don't bring room in it for possibilities and of that. Then a person won't get tawfiq of tawbah also. It is said a person who is involved in bid'at, innovation, and these are all innovations, believing in the wrong things as right. So that person, very difficult that he gets tawfiq of tawbah, because he's convinced I'm doing the right thing. How is he going to make tawbah? If you accept wrong as wrong, then you feel guilty. I'm doing wrong. Why must I be doing wrong? When am I going to stop with my wrong? And then you'll make tawbah. And even if you didn't make tawbah, at least you won't be forever in the fire of Jahannam. This other is a malfooz of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, ka ek qeemti peygham, a very important message. And Hazrat has written this to senior ulama of Pakistan. And he addresses them with love. He says, Mere piyare, kya kya likhwaun? Hazrat wasn't writing himself, dictate. What and what must I have written, dictate now? Hamare akabir jinhone darulum mazahirul ulum ki bunyat rakhi thi. Our elders who put the foundations of darul ulum, mazahirul ulum, which is in Saharanpur, unka ikhlas aur makarim akhlaq, their sincerity, their beautiful character, mahasin afal, their good actions, aur shariat aur tariqat ki jamiat, and that they hate shariat and tariqat. The tasawwuf also, and following on shariat also. The outward form of the shariat and the inside form. They were a combination of that. Ajeeb cheeze thi. These were fascinating things. Ye hazrat har ilm se waqif. These people had knowledge, all the knowledge they had. Maqulat or manqulat. Logic also. Logical sciences also, they had that knowledge. Or what came from what is narrated, Quran and Hadith, even that our dini pure knowledge, and like philosophy, mantik, logic, all that also. Ki samandaro ke shanawar, they were seas of this, oceans of this. Or saathi be nafsi, together with that, they had no nafs, their nafs, they had overcome their nafs. Tawadu, humility. Fanayat, that they had completely annihilated themselves. Ke mujassame the, they were embodiments of this. Sab kuch hote hue, a being, everything, they, what height they had reached, what perfection they had reached. Apne nasdeek kuch bhi na the. According to themselves, we are nothing. They were everything, but they regarded themselves that we are absolutely nothing. And these are also another important point. Ahle sunnat wa jamaat ke maslak se yaksar hatna unko gawara na tha. There was no question, no, from the very root, no possibility of them moving from the ways of the Ahle sunnah wal jamaa. Fiqh Hanafi ki masboot aise muqallid the. There is another very important thing. They were very firm on the fiqh of Hanafi fiqh. Absolutely, they held on to it very, very firmly. Aur adam-e taqleed ko gumrahi ka pesh khayma samajhte the. And not following the mazhab, not following being a Hanafi, they should regard that as the very the beginning, the starting of going gumrahi, of becoming misled. that from any small point also they should stick firm to the mazhab, or to their mazhab, that is the Hanafi mazhab. And this is also very important. Today many things we are giving up of our Hanafi mazhab, and we going direct to hadith and finding the lead. We are not Salafis, but we are doing exactly what the Salafis do also. For us, we should look at fiqh, Imam Abu Hanifa. What our fiqh says, that is what we have to see. The work has been done for us. We don't have to go for proofs there. Aima hadith or aima fiqh ka pura pura ihtiram karte the. And at the same time, they respected all the great imams of hadith. Even they had differences with them, but they respected them. And the imams of fiqh also, Imam Shafi, Imam, they don't follow Imam Shafi, but the utmost respect for all the great, great people. Aur inke dil aur zuman hamesha zikrullah se mamur rehte the. And their hearts and tongues were always occupied with the zikr of Allah. Ek wo zamana tha ki dono madrasu mein darban se lekar sadr, mudarris aur muhatamim tak har shakh sahibi nisbat hota tha. That was one time when the security, from the security man, the sweeper, the cleaner, right till the principal of the madrasa, Shaykh al-Hadith, all had sahibi nisbat, ta'alluq wa Allah ta'ala dihir. آج میں اپنی آنکھوں سے دیکھ رہا ہوں کہ وہ امتیازی شؤون مٹ رہے ہیں. حضرت in his time is writing about 40 years ago, this is, it's 40-50 years that I see this is now going away, it's being destroyed. جو اپنے اکابر کا ترہ امتیاز تھی, that which was the main hallmark of our elders, what they regarded, this is our way, this is how we can't move from this, the cornerstone of our life, this is the hallmark of our life. Akabir ek ek karke rukhsat ho chuke hai, these they one by one they have left us, aur asagir unke jagah to le rahe hai, and the juniors are taking their place. لیکن علوم و عمال اور اذکار میں ان کا قائم مقام نہیں بن پا رہے ہیں. But as far as knowledge is concerned, as far as عمال actions are concerned, as far as ذکر are concerned, they are not taking their places. Physically they are taking their place, but in reality they are not taking their place. صرف رسمیہ الفاظ اور شاعرانہ قسم کے مضامین کے بحتات رہ گئے. And today there is an abundance of poetry, an abundance of very nice speeches and talks and presenting the deen and rosy talks, these are in abundance. Jin cheezon ki zarurat hai, wo kamman, wo kaifan, khatam ho rahi hai. And what is required in quantity and quality, these things are all going away. Then this is all for us to think of others, but for ourselves, what our condition is. If we thinking of other people, we'll be destroying ourselves. And if we think of ourselves, we will make ourselves. We will reach where we have to reach. Kisi ki wafat par mahnamo ke number nikalna, ye bhi ek fashion sa ho gaya. Whenever of our elders pass away, then you have a taziyati jalsa, for example, where they, now we speak about them. And magazines of the madrasa, which come out usually monthly, then one special, they make the special for that person. And that whole magazine, all its subject for that one, is only about that person. What is, let's say, this also has become a fashion. That our great Buzurg has passed away, now all we are doing is just talking of, he was so great, he was so great, he was so great, etc. Number nikal dene se marne wale ka haq ada nahi ho jata. By taking out and praising them, we are not fulfilling their rights. What their rights are, we are not fulfilling them. Jaane wale ne jo shariat aur tariqat ki khidmat anjaam di hai, what service they did for deen, of tariqat, tasawwuf also, and shariat, of the masail and deen also, what they did, usko aage barhana, aur us mizaj ke aadmi paida karna, to increase that, to move on that line, and to see that others also have those qualities, bahut zyada zaruri hai. That is what is much more necessary. Then he explains, تم دونوں بھائیوں سے اور اپنے اکابر کے ہر اولاد سے درخواست کرتا ہوں. حضرت many times wrote to these seniors and told them, he says, both of you and all the children of our akabir, especially referring to them, generally to all the Muslims, the ulama also, the public also, all, کہ اپنے کو سدھارے اور سوارے, correct yourself, make your islah. And this is the love that our elders had. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his one murid, who should come regularly to his programs also. From time to time, he was in Syria, very far, but he should come. For some time, he was not coming. So, as how it should be, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as the sheikh also, inquired, ways, he's not coming, I'm not seeing him, my murid, for so long. They said, he's gone offline. He's taken to drinking, and he's doing all other bad things. So what did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He wrote a letter to him. And then he sent it to him, and he told all, now let us all make dua for him. And that is the way. Hazrat Shaykh was in Medina Sharif. And when he hear of these things which are not right and that, then he should directly speak to them. So he sent this letter to them also, that correct yourself, come right. That person, alhamdulillah, the effect of that letter and the concern of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the dua of everyone, he made tawbah, he realized, and he corrected himself and he came. So that is the way we should do. Or akabir-e diyoban ki ikhlas, and the sincerity of the elders of which we call elders of Dioban. This is not only of Dioban, as Hazrat is writing of Saharanpur also, all of them, but they are known as the Akabir of Dioban. Taqwa, their piety, inabati Allah, their turning to Allah, khawf or khashyat, their fear and love of Allah, zikr or fikr, their zikr they had, their concern they had for themselves, for akhirat, how our mort will come, what will happen in the qabr, as we heard now, all that concern we should have all the time. Uloom wa amal zahiri wa batini, their knowledge which they excelled in, and the knowledge of outward knowledge and inward knowledge, islah ke taur tariq, and how to make islah of people. Themselves they were concerned first, and islah of other people, and very different ways how to make the islah of people. Jo inki talifat aur malfuzat mein mahfooz hai, which are protected and kept safe in all their writings and all their malfuzat, unko ikhtiyar kare. Jo says, please, you follow this way, the way of our elders. اور ان کے مطابق آدمی ڈھالنے کی فکر کرے, and have this concern that others also come on that way. ان حضرات کی صحیح یادگار یہی ہے, to remember our elders, this is the way. It is not writing big words on the tombstone that these were so great people, etc. Or we talk about them, etc. But this is that we bring it in us and try and make others also according to that. میں تو یہ دیکھ کر سن کر حیران رہ جاتا ہوں. When I see this and I hear about this, I'm totally out of my mind. My mind doesn't work. It's mind boggling. کہ ہمارے اکابر کے اولاد, کہ the children of our elders, اسکولوں اور کالجوں کی زینت ہے. That today they are the beauty of the schools and the universities, the colleges. They are the main prime students there. That where, who the elders were and who they are. اور بیاہ شادیوں میں دین کو دیکھنے کے بجائے انگریزی پڑھا لکھا ہونا دیکھا جاتا ہے. And at the time of marriage, for the spouses, the boy or the girl, instead of looking at deen, that they must have deen in their lives, this is being seen that who have got degrees, university degrees, etc. I'm totally astonished. How has this happened? That who the elders were, and today they are looking in this direction. Jin buzurgo ki zindagi adawate farang mein guzar gayi. Our elders whose life went in the enmity of the alien people, the English people at that time, and whoever is anti-Islam, whether it is the Western world today, whoever it is, those who are anti-Islam, and our elders, their lives went in the hatred of that lifestyle, in the hatred of those wrong things they were doing. Aaj unke aulaad farangiyon ke taur tareek ikhtiyar karne mein fakhr mehsoos karti hai. Today their very children are regarding it an honor to live the life of their enemies, who our fathers' enemies were, and who hated our fathers, and our fathers hated their ways also. Today we regard it as an honor that we are following in those ways. What a change! How we have changed! And not only that we regard it as an honor we are following, we are not only encouraging, but we are forcing our youngsters, go to university, go to schools, go and study all those things. What a change! Who we were, what we are, who we were supposed to be. فَالْمُشْتَكَى فَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى. So my complaint is only to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat wrote this on the 9th of Shaban, 1398, which means 52 years ago. And from Medina Sharif, Hazrat wrote it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. This dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَإِذَا أَخْرَجْتَ أَعْيُنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ دُنْيَاهُمْ. Oh Allah, when you make the worldly people happy with their dunya, which now, this holiday time, all the people doing all their holiday things and looking forward and enjoying it, etc., when you make them happy, when they get happy with that, فَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِكَ. Make my heart happy with your ibadat. At this time, if we go and make i'tikaf in the masjid, that 2 weeks i'tikaf, 1 week i'tikaf compared to that 1 week holiday, this is will be much, much more superior. Yeah, we won't understand it, we can't see it, but we will, in this world, Allah will open it to us, and akhirat we will see what the value. So at this time when the world is going mad, and today when we are afraid of kidnapping, but really are we afraid? We are just of our material things. Our iman is being kidnapped. And yeah, kidnappers come to you to kidnap you. We are going to the haram places to go and present our iman to be kidnapped. That they must kidnap our iman. And the environment there, outwardly also at this time, the amount of liquor that is consumed, the road accidents which take place, outwardly also it is destruction, but we put ourselves into that predicament, and willingly. One is, a person is traveling for and some need, he has to stay at a hotel, he can't help it, there is no other way, but this is willingly, and then we are paying exorbitant amounts for all this also. Allah Pak, give us proper understanding. So going in that direction, so our physically also, how many people get mugged? How many people get killed also? Now a few years ago, our students also of one foreign country, they went to the Kruger National Park, coming back, one of them got shaheed. Also all this robbery, crime, and for small, small things, these robbers and crooks, when they got that gun in their hand, and they don't think. For nothing, they just pull the trigger. We met one brother recently. He's a young son at the age of 23 years. He was shot in the hip. Now he can't even get onto the bed. Just 24 hours in a wheelchair. For 24 years now he's in a wheelchair. Allah protect us all. What it entails, all this. If it happens, but just one, you present yourself for this. One other friend of ours, also holiday time, they hit raining and they hit a pothole which was covered with water. And the accident, and now the for one of them in a wheelchair for so long. All this, yeah, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. One is it happens to you, and one is you going into the, and these environments are at this time, this December time, when people are drunk also. They are drunk in their kufr also, and now they are drunk even in their bodies also, their minds also are drunk. So Allah Ta'ala give us all good understanding, and when the Muslims are suffering, See what is happening to the Muslims in Lebanon, the refugees, etc. in Syria, all these places. And we can squander money like this at this time. And just to satisfy our nafs a little bit, Allah give us all proper understanding. Let us follow in the right way. And these two malfoos are very, very important. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand. And kufr, Allah protect us. Today is the day that it seems that just kufr is overtaking everyone. Allah protect us all. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.